Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Greetings, everyone. This is the Empowerment Place. Prophet, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Well, that was interesting. Wow. Thanks, everyone, for being here already, beat us here. Bless God. This is the Empowerment Place with your host, Valerie Burwell, and Prophet Rodney Vini, here to share with you another episode of Fire and Desire. This week, again, sharing with you regarding the will of God. And we've lost a couple minutes, Prophet, so let's go ahead and get started. Amen. It must be something that some folk really need to hear today. Amen.
Amen, amen. We're going to talk again about the plan of God. We're going to, discuss a little bit about seasons within the plan of God tonight. So let's have a word of prayer and we'll jump right in. Father, we bless you tonight. We are so grateful, God, for this day that you have ordained. And God, we know that even before this day was, you were God and you visit this day in your thoughts, God, before even there was one day of our lives. So, God, we thank you that even now, God, we want to enter into and experience the fullness of that which you thought about, planned for us for this day. So we welcome the Spirit of God, the Spirit of grace even now, Father God, to minister to us, through us, for us, God, that the people of God might be empowered in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I want to start out tonight, Prophet Valerie, in Philippians chapter 4. And let's take a look at some familiar texts, and let's discuss again tonight concerning the plan of God. God has a plan for all of our lives, and that plan spans the entire scope and space of our lives, the entirety of our lives.
Amen.
There's not one day of our lives that God has not thought about and planned for. You know, there's some things that God will speak to us, you know, in different stages of our life, that perhaps will be fulfilled in the latter stages, the latter glory of our lives.
Amen.
And that's the reason why I want to encourage everybody tonight. Don't ever give up on the plan of God. Amen. You know, there are many delays and sometimes there are detours, but God is faithful to his purpose. He's faithful to his plan. And there are some things that perhaps we would give up on that God fully intends to bring to pass. You know, when God came to Abraham and Sarah and said, you know, I got a plan here. I want to bless you all with a son. They felt as though, you know, they were past the age to experience something like this. And I believe there are those who hear this message tonight who perhaps are feeling that you're past the age to experience, you know, something God has planned for you.
Yeah.
Well, age is not a factor with God. It's not a factor when it comes to something God has promised you. So as long as you have breath in your body, you bless God, you praise God, and you expect God to bring to pass what he's purposed and planned for your life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So let's read Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 13.
Okay.
It says, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity.
Wow.
Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am, to be content.
Yeah.
I know how to be abased.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Verse 13, he declares, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So this is a familiar verse of scripture here, and what I want to really get everybody to see in this is the fact that there's something to be gained from every season God schedules in our life. And in fact, there is a time when God will schedule a season of little or no support.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us who have been on this journey for a while are familiar with those seasons in life where it seems like people withdrew from us. And people will even withdraw their support. You know, some folk will withdraw. That's their way of opposing us,
yes,
is to withdraw their support from us.
Yes.
And so their thinking is that if I don't support them, they're going to fail.
Huh.
Well, amen. But the Bible says, if the Lord is for me, who can be against me?
Who can be against me?
Amen.
Yeah.
But God, in the process stage, will bring us through these seasons of little or no support. And regardless of what type of season it is, it's something to be gained from that season that God schedules in our life.
Amen.
And so what we're seeing here, Paul is going through a particular season of little or no support. Amen?
Amen.
He says, he talks about in this particular chapter how, you know, no one, you know, supported him, and no one came to his aid. And he's commending those of the Philippian church now for supporting him again. He said, I realized that you wanted to help me, but, you know, you lacked the opportunity. But now God is bringing him back into position to be able to support him. And so the key thing here that I want to kind of talk about tonight is the fact that Paul, in this particular season, learned something.
Right.
In verse 12, Paul says, in verse 11, actually, he says, I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. He says, I know how to abase and I know how to abound. Paul learned that in the season of little or no support. Amen?
Amen.
So Paul emerges from this season of little or no support empowered. He's empowered with wisdom. He's empowered with knowledge now. So now he's prepared if, in fact, he encounters another season where people want to withdraw from him and people want to withdraw their support from him. He's prepared to handle that now.
Yes.
He's not going to fall apart. He's not going to become disillusioned as a result of people's response to what God has sent him to do. These seasons are important in life, and I heard a great man of God say it this way: extract all the wisdom that you can from the particular season that you're going through, because you never know, or you don't want to have to pass this way again.
Right.
Amen?
And not have learned that lesson.
It is important that we extract all the wisdom that we can from a particular season that God is bringing us to, because, again, we don't want to have to. And we don't know if we will get an opportunity to pass that way or get the opportunity to learn those things again. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. And so, again, this is an important time in the Apostle Paul's life. He learned some things during this season. He comes out of this season empowered. He comes out of this season. He emerges out of this season, you know, with the understanding of how to endure, how to make it through a season when people want to withdraw support, and all these things. So this is a very important time, very important season in his life. And so, again, you know, God sometimes schedules these seasons of little or no support. It is important that we do not become disillusioned as a result of opposition that shows up in the form of no support.
Amen.
You know, Paul is dealing with this right here. And, of course, you know, he learned some things, okay? And so, you know, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 says, we agree by various trials as indeed be. God tends to deal with us based upon what we need, or what we are lacking, I should say.
Right.
Amen. He says in James, let patience have its perfect work, mm-hmm. that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
Lacking nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Prophet, you know, I like what you said about sometimes God schedules. He schedules this
yes.
season. And, you know, when you think about something being scheduled, then it's an appointment. It's going
yes.
to happen.
Yes.
You know, I working in the medical field, I have people that call and schedule an appointment. And they're expected to show up at that particular time. So when God takes the time to schedule this season in your life, he understands the purpose for it. So although when it happens, you may be feeling some kind of way, but to know that he scheduled it.
Yes. Amen.
Should be an encouragement, because he realizes that one of two things. I've got to show you that you are who you are, or you've gotten past that. Now I've got to take you to another place. And
yes.
the only way that can happen is if I schedule it.
Amen. Amen.
So, you know, that to me is an encouragement to know that wherever I am in my walk and doing his will and completing that which he's planned for me, that he takes the time to schedule a season that will isolate me.
Yes.
That will keep me away from naysayers and will keep me from hearing the wrong voices and keep me from walking into wrong doors. He schedules this time to get me to himself.
Amen.
Where now I can encourage you and I can speak to you specifically about the plan, the will for your life, and you'll
Amen.
Be able to hear it because it's scheduled.
Amen. Amen. That's very well put, Prophetess, and that is certainly right on point and relevant. Because God, you know, when God is scheduling these seasons, it's always for our good, irregardless if it's challenging and it subjects us to some circumstances that, you know, in our own will we don't want to go through and endure. It's always for our good. God is always up to something good. And so he's always, when he schedules these seasons, he's after something.
Yes.
He's after accomplishing something. He's after developing something. He's after qualifying something.
Yes.
You know, he's after proving something, refining something,
my.
You know. And so he's always after something when he schedules these seasons. And so it's important for us to be able to discern God and therefore understand that season. That's so important that we flow in the capacity and the propensity that we have to discern God.
Yes.
And that will bring us to a place of understanding, this is where God has me.
Yes.
This is the season he has me in. And so then, understanding that, I won't fight my way to get out of it.
Exactly.
Amen? I flow with God in that season. Okay, this is where he has me. I'm not supposed to be pursuing connections. I'm not supposed to be pursuing, you know, support right now. I'm just supposed to accept with the Father. You know, the scripture said his grace is sufficient for me.
Yes, it is.
Amen. And so right where he has me and what he's providing for me right now is sufficient for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so understanding the season means I'm not going to try to step outside of that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to step outside of that to get support. Amen.
Yeah, and that season as well is going to require some discipline.
Yes.
And that's one thing that I find about us, people of God, as we go through, quote unquote, that we are challenged when it comes to being disciplined in the things of God. Because when it hurts, or when the isolation comes and all of those things happen, we feel like then it's like we're putting on these, I would call them, you know, people who need an ear, a little ear. Yeah, okay,
right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you start then, because you're not disciplining yourself, you're not poising yourself to let God do what he wants to do in this
Amen.
Little season, that you begin to hear little things and be like, oh, that must be God. Well, maybe I'm supposed to move.
Right.
And you know clearly it's not him.
Amen.
But you've not disciplined yourself to say, okay, wait a minute. Okay, God, like you said, your grace is sufficient for me right now. You've got me in a place where you want my attention, and here I am, not even relating myself to what you're trying to do. I'm trying to get in your way now.
Amen.
Because I'm not poised enough to really handle this. But again, we've got to go back to the fact that he scheduled this.
Yes, yes, yes.
He scheduled this.
Amen.
He didn't make a mistake. He scheduled this with the intent that I'm going to get your attention this time.
Amen. Amen.
We've got a call that wants to come in. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Empowerment Place. You're on the air.
Yes, I didn't want to interrupt. I was going to wait until y'all finish. I just called in for prayer.
Amen, amen. Well, we will certainly we'll certainly do that. That is not a problem. Are there any special concerns that you would like us to be in agreement with you for?
Basically, I just need to hear from the Lord because I need to hear directly from the Lord. But I'll wait until you finish, and then you can just, you know, you put me back on hold and finish your conversation because I'm listening.
Amen, amen. Will do. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Amen. Prophetess Valley, one of the things that we need to understand about these seasons that God schedules is the fact that they tend to come as an interruption.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They tend to interrupt or even intervene in the circumstances of our lives.
Yes. Amen.
And more so as an interruption in the circumstances of our lives. And we've got to learn, how to discern that.
Yes.
And submit to that.
Yes.
And flow with God through that so that we can extract the benefits of the season and get through the season in a timely manner and move on to the next thing. We prolong things, and we cause many delays because of our failure to discern God.
Mm-hmm.
And to discern the shifting of God, to discern the interruptions of God. You know, we get so caught up in the busyness of life and even the busyness of ministry that we're not cognizant of God.
Woo! My, my.
You know?
My.
Amen. And it becomes toilsome at that point.
Yes.
You know, it becomes burdensome, you know, and things like that. Because, you know, we're disconnected and things like that. We're not synchronized with the movement of God. So discerning is so important that everybody who's born again has the capacity and the propensity to discern God.
Mm-hmm.
And many times saints of God are actually fighting against God.
Yes.
And blaming the devil.
Yeah.
You know? Blaming the devil, but the issue is you're fighting against the movement of God in your life. You know, God has you in a place. And you're wrestling against the hand of God because of where he has you. Many times we're just not content. Look at what Paul said. He says, I learn in whatever state I am in
yes.
to be content.
Yeah.
He said, I didn't wrestle against God because there was no support. I was content in that place.
Yes.
Understanding that God has scheduled this season and there's something he wants me to get out of it. He's after something in me in this season.
Yes.
And it will behold me, it's to my benefit, and to my good, to just be content right here, be content with where God has me, and just focus on extracting the benefits of this particular season.
I like that word, prophet.
Amen.
Extracting.
Amen. Extract the benefits. Yes.
People of God need to learn how to extract.
Yes.
And don't just extract what you think feels good. Or what sounds good, because sometimes the lesson that you have to extract hurts you.
Yes.
But you can't be afraid to still pull that. When you go to the dentist, I don't care sometimes how much Novocaine they use, after they extract that bad thing, after that thing wears off, you feel the pain of that.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
But that was for your good because they got that bad thing out.
That's right.
So even as you are in that place with God, and he's saying, okay, look, I need you to be content. I need you to discern. I need you to understand what I'm doing, that this is for your benefit. I need you to pull from this the things that you need for this season in your life.
Amen.
And we want to mess with everything except for the truth.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let's take full advantage of the season that we're in. Let's take full advantage of the place God has us.
Yes.
Now let's stop fighting and kicking against the pricks.
Yes. Yes.
You know, let's stop going to the job with the wrong attitude. If in fact that's your assignment for this season of your life, there's something God is after. You know, let's stop resisting the Spirit of God, the Spirit of grace. He's trying to work something in you, and so he has you in an uncomfortable environment. He has you in a place where, you know, there's adversity. God schedules that.
Yes, he does.
And it's for your growth. It's for your maturity. There's coming a day in your life where you're going to be placed in a situation different than the situation that you're in now,
mm-hmm.
and God is going to fully expect you to know what to do.
Got to know how to
handle
that.
Amen.
Yeah.
And this is where Moses found himself.
Yeah.
You know, Moses went through a preparation process, and during this whole preparation process, Moses is in situations that probably were not agreeable to him. He's out here on the backside of the desert, all right, and he's going through all these things. He's having these encounters with God, and God is preparing him.
Yes.
God's preparing him, okay? God shows him one day about the rod and the power, the ability he had in his hand, and God is training him.
Mm-mm-mm.
God is prepping him. But God has his eye on a particular day, a particular moment.
Yes, yes.
And so Moses has to take all of this in. He has to take this training process and this preparation process serious. And such is the case with all of us.
Yes.
When God is processing us, we've got to take that season serious.
Yes.
Because there's coming a day when we will be placed in a situation and God will fully expect us to know what to do.
And that'll be the very day that you'd be like, Lord, God, what is
exactly.
this about?
Exactly.
You're
like,
but I was trying
like
to
you
show you the whole time.
Yes.
You wanted to fight
exactly.
against me. I was trying to prepare
exactly.
you. But you
yes.
didn't want to hold still. I was
yes.
taking you there. And you wanted to, you didn't
exactly.
want to pull from it what I was trying to get to you.
Amen.
So now here you are. What you going to do? And then you'd be going, oh, Lord, oh, God, Lord Jesus. Yeah.
Acting like you don't know.
You don't know.
And that day came Moses in the Red Sea experience. Here he is now in the situation. I mean, this is a pretty profound and a pretty traumatic situation he's
yeah.
facing here.
Yeah.
You know, he's got Pharaoh, he's got the Red Sea, he's got the people. And none of these variables and none of these elements agree with him.
Yes, yes.
And though he spoke with some authority, evidently in his heart, he whimpered to God.
Yes.
Because
yes.
God said, what are you crying to me for?
Exactly.
What are you crying to me for? And watch this now. God doesn't take him back to training.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't take him back to the school. But he reminds him of the very thing he taught him when he was in school.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up the rod, Moses.
Yeah. I gave you the tools that you need. I prepared you.
Exactly. You are prepared for this moment. Every time that you have gone in your life was for this. And now you're sitting here acting like you don't know.
My God.
Or you're not ready for this moment. So wherever God has us at this moment, we've got to take that. We've got to be, number one, be content in that place.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever season that has been scheduled by God, we've got to be content in that place, in that season.
Yeah.
And we've got to, again, extract all the benefits of that particular season. And to come out of that particular season, just like Paul, empowered.
Amen.
Come out of that season saying, I've learned something. In this season of life. I've learned some things. I'm prepared for something now that I wasn't prepared for for before.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm ready for a divine moment. God has processed me, and I'm ready for some things now.
Yeah. And,
amen.
You know, and you just have to, when you're talking to me, I'm receiving this. But, you know, when God is transitioning you, because this is, to me, also a time of transition where you've operated in the smaller aspects. Not that anything is less than another, but the smaller aspects of the assignment. You've been able to do those and do those fairly well. But now God is saying, because you've been able to accomplish those things, now there's a different degree, a different dimension in which I need you to operate in. And in order for that to happen, I needed you to do this. I needed to take you back to training.
Amen.
I needed to be specialized. You're a special agent now for me.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Because, you know, you've agreed to go through the process. You've gone through boot camp and all of that, and now
Amen.
I'm sending you to special forces because you've
Amen.
Proven yourself. So
yes.
now we can do that. So, you know, when you think about that and how God schedules, again, that thing about scheduling, that he schedules this.
Yes.
You know, this is a time when you say, okay, God, I want you to put me on the book. Go ahead and schedule me, God. I want to be excited about the time when you
yes.
find me in that place where you're ready to now isolate me and spend time with just me. And I don't have to be worried about the voices of someone else, but God, I'm hearing you.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm excited about it because this is going to work for my good.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I love
and
it.
And that should bring some excitement. That should motivate and inspire some level of excitement in us because, you know, God is seeing that potential in us that he's going to schedule something
yes.
to prepare us for something greater.
My God.
If God has scheduled a season of preparation in your life, it indicates he's set the stage for something greater.
Yes.
The
yes.
stage being set
My.
For greater. So God, you know, God works backwards. So he's starts at the end and
works back
from the beginning. And so
Amen.
He set the stage. Now he's taking the step back and he's going to deal with you to prepare for the stage he's already set.
My God.
Amen.
My
and so
God.
That should be a very exciting time. But
yes.
see, so many of us, we approach that with the wrong attitude.
Yes.
Because we focus too much on self. And we sometimes operating from a self-righteous motive and things like that instead of being purpose-driven and purpose-motivated. Understanding that this whole thing is about what I'm in the earth to do as it pertains to the purpose of God.
Yes.
And my rewards and my blessings and my provision is associated and connected to that.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
We got life twisted, Prophetess Mallory.
Yeah.
You know, so many of us, you know, we've been in church forever, but we got life twisted.
Yeah.
And we approach life totally wrong. You know, life is all about purpose.
Yes, it
is. That's probably one. I'm in the earth for a purpose.
A purpose.
And everything I need, every provision, every material thing I need is connected to my purpose.
To my purpose.
People
need to hear that. You know,
for
your purpose. And you what? I listened to some folk on this weekend, and you know, even their prayer was, "Lord, this week I know we've been toiling." I was like, "Well, you're not praying for me because I've not been toiling."
Amen.
Because I've been operating in that which God has given me to do.
Amen.
I was not trying to please man. I was trying to please God. So if that's your prayer, I feel for you.
Amen.
That says to me, you don't even know why you're here. You don't know your purpose.
Amen. Amen. If you want things to start happening for you like you see happening in the Bible, come on. You want people to start showing up for you and blessing you. You want people to start showing up for you, giving money to you and buying things for you. And you want things to happen for you that you're not financially able to do for yourself.
Yes,
you want to see things manifest in your life that you know you don't have the wherewithal within yourself to even cause it to happen.
Live on purpose.
Do things based on your purpose. Approach life in line with your purpose. Make choices and decisions that are based on purpose, not your individual need.
My God.
And then
all these things will be added.
Yes.
God, my God.
Amen. So we've got to get the right approach to life.
Amen.
You know, we can't have this twisted approach to life. And you know, we had a great teaching a couple weeks ago from Prophet Ralph Fauntleroy. He was talking about how it was never God's intent that we would take care of ourselves.
Yes. Yes.
God's intent. That was never God's plan that we would take care of ourselves. God took the children of Israel out of Egypt, took them away from their jobs, and took them into the wilderness where there were no jobs. And the people had the audacity to ask the question, can God prepare a table for us in the wilderness?
Yes.
And God proved to them for 40 years, Prophetess Valerie,
yes.
He fed them.
Yes.
And clothed them. He said, look, your clothes didn't even wear out on you. Look at your shoes, baby. Did your shoes even wear out on you? There's no job. Took them away from jobs.
My God.
And took them to a place where there was no industry. And he fed them. And he clothed them. And he protected them. And he healed them.
My.
He did everything for them that they needed. And so he proved to them that, look, that's my responsibility. What I need you to get ready to do is go into this promised land and possess it. That's your purpose. That's your purpose. And as long as you focus on that, take care of that business.
Get that done. Yeah.
These things will still keep happening for you.
Yeah. Get that done.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. But we read that and somehow we miss it.
Yeah.
And we fall back with this twisted approach to life. We're supposed to take care of ourselves, so we got to go out here and work ourselves to the bone, and we're having heart attacks and strokes and high blood pressure and all of these health issues. A lot of this stuff is directly related to the stress that's involved when you're trying to take care of yourself.
When you're toiling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which was never God's intent.
Yeah.
Never God's intent. Just imagine the impact now. Just imagine the impact on our lives just physically, just from that perspective, just physically. Just imagine the impact now if we could get this stress up off of us of trying to provide for ourselves and our family.
My God.
You know, just imagine the impact now. You talk about health and walking in healing.
Yes.
For so many folk, you know, you get off your high blood pressure tomorrow. your high blood pressure medication, you get off that tomorrow.
Yes, instantly. Yeah.
Instantly.
Yes. Yes.
Instantly, because the stress will be removed.
My God.
You know, there's another thing when it comes to the burden of ownership. It was never God's intent. We own.
Right.
You know, we are to rule.
Right. Amen.
You know, Psalm 81 said, he removed my shoulder from the burden. He freed my hands from the basket. That's a burden that comes with ownership. We're not saying that you're not supposed to buy your home, things like that, but it's the whole mindset behind the concept of ownership that's the problem.
Yes.
Amen.
I can never have enough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we operate with that mindset, that's a burden.
Yes, it is.
That comes along with that, that causes a whole lot of trouble and stress and problems.
Yeah, amen.
And I'm declaring over my life, I'm declaring over your life, Prophetess Melody, that the burden of ownership has been lifted.
Amen, and it has.
The burden of it has been lifted.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
because
God.
Because of divine purpose.
Yes, amen.
Because of divine purpose.
Amen.
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 The burden has been lifted. He has removed our shoulder from the burden.
Thank you, God.
And he has freed our hands from the past.
Thank you, God.
That we no longer have to work for anymore.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Bless
because
we're
God. Focused on purpose. There's things that's coming into our life even now that we didn't work for,
hallelujah,
that we didn't pay for.
Hallelujah.
Because glory of divine purpose, that the burden of ownership has been lifted.
Glory.
It's now God's responsibility to provide these things. Glory to God.
I
belong to God. Amen.
Yes, God.
You belong to God. And that's the mindset. That's the thinking. Come on, I'm trying to release a mindset over this airwaves tonight. That's the mindset. That's the approach to God that we need to have. I belong to him. We sing about it, but we don't understand it.
Yeah. Amen.
God said, you're my responsibility. I will provide for you.
I will provide for you.
Yes.
My God.
I'm going to take care of you.
My God.
And I share a funny story, and it's a true story. Years ago when God had me, he had scheduled a season. I wasn't even in full-time ministry at the time, but God scheduled a season where I wasn't working. And I had no income coming in. So I had no income coming in, so consequently I wasn't buying any new clothes.
Right.
And during that season, which lasted, I'm not exactly sure, so I'm not going to try to quote it specifically, but it lasted more than 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe about 6 months, I'm going to say. So during that whole six-month season, I didn't buy any new clothes. And the clothes I had served me fine. You know, what I had to do and where I had to go, the clothing that I had going into that season lasted.
Amen.
Now watch this. The season ended, and God released me to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he released me to go back and get another job, there was a job right there that was available that God provided for me, and I received that. And I kid you not, Prophetess Valerie, the first day on the job, the first day or first days or first week on that job, I put on a pair of those pants that I had been wearing during the time when I hadn't been working.
Uh-huh.
And I looked down, and those pants were too short.
My God.
And I was like, wow, these pants are high waters.
When did that happen?
Exactly. I'm like, wow. But guess what? All during the time when I wasn't working, those pants were fine.
Yes.
It was only when the season ended and now I had provision to get some clothes that the pants wore out. And at that moment when I looked down and I saw those pants were too short, you know what? The Father spoke to me. He said, look at how I took care of you.
My God.
Your shoes and your clothes didn't wear out.
Ah.
He spoke to me in that instance. I had the blessing right there.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I saw it. I was like, wow, just like that, the pants were too short.
Wow.
But all that time, all those months that I was wearing those pants, when I, you know, on occasion, they were fine.
Wow. Wow.
Amen.
Wow. Wow. But that's what it is.
I had on high waters that particular day.
Just that day. That got rectified quickly.
Amen. Amen.
But, you know, I've experienced similar because, you know, there was a time that I had been on a job for 5 years, and one day God was like, I said, God, I don't have to do this. I don't have to do this. And he said, no, you don't. And I did. I packed up and walked with
Amen.
No thought to anything other than, God, I have to do what you've given me to do.
Amen.
And people, so many people question, how you going to do that? I mean, you know, you need your check. You got to pay your bills. You got to do. Didn't miss a beat. Didn't
Amen.
Lose a thing.
Wow. Amen.
And then when I got the new job, it wasn't a job I applied for. It's a job they called me to say, please apply.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
You know, so that's, God does it.
Yes.
He does it. When you purpose to do his will,
yes.
he takes care of you. His
yes,
reputation is on the line when you declare
yes,
and decree that you belong to him. His reputation is on the line.
Amen. Amen. He does it.
He does it.
He has planned to do it. He has a plan to bring that to pass.
Yes, he does.
That's what we're getting at tonight. He has planned to provide for us. He has a plan to take care of all of our needs. He has a plan to address every area, every aspect of our lives.
Every.
Amen.
Whew.
Amen.
My God.
Let's try to wrap this up, Prophetess Valerie. And so let's talk just a few minutes of the time we have left. What happens when this season of little or no support ends?
Amen.
Amen. Let's talk about that. Let's take this thing to the other side now. So, you know, we've endured this season. We've gone through this season of little or no support, and we've extracted the wisdom of God
yes.
from this particular season. We've learned some things. We're emerging out of this season empowered. That's what God was after.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why that was his intent all along in scheduling that particular season. He needed us in a place, you know, so the place where we understood, had the wisdom to be able to go through seasons such as this,
yes.
where we would not fear any man who yeah. would come to us and say, well, guess what? You're not preaching what I want to preach. I'm not tithing
Woo!
No more.
Woo!
So that don't even move us.
Amen.
You know, that don't move us. So, you know, go ahead and leave then.
You know? Go ahead. Do me a favor. Go ahead.
Amen. And so that type of stuff doesn't move us. Why? Because we've gone through seasons
yes.
where nobody supported us.
Yes.
And God took care of us.
Yes.
Like you said, I didn't lose my house. Didn't lose my car. Didn't
yes.
lose it. God
yes.
paid it for me. Amen. And so now that season comes to a close. So now let's watch what happens now. If we go to Isaiah 41, I want to read verses 10. I guess we'll read down through verse 13. We'll stop there. It says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Verse 11. Behold, all those who were incensed against you, he's talking about opposition,
yes.
shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about opposition,
mm-hmm.
okay? One form of opposition is lack.
Yes.
Okay? Verse 12, he says, you shall seek them and not find them.
Yes.
Those who contended with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing or a non-issue.
Yes.
For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Now, what goes on here, and if we had time, I will read down to verse 16 so you can read that a little bit later. But what's going on here now is as the plan of God evolves, we talked about this last week and the week before, the plan of God evolves. And we have to evolve with the plan of God, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens as the plan of God evolves? God releases greater grace.
Yes. Amen.
Okay, there's a greater release of grace that comes into our life and it's released into our life because God is going to empower us now to take the next step,
yes.
to move to the next place.
Yes.
Amen? And so there's a release of greater grace. This release of greater grace strengthens us day by day.
Yes.
It causes us to increase day by day. It causes us to enlarge and expand day by day.
Yes, God.
Amen. While at the same time, the trouble that we face,
Minimum.
The non-support that we
yes.
dealt with,
yes.
the enemy that opposed us is growing weaker
day by day.
Hallelujah. They're diminishing day by day.
My God.
Amen. I like the way it says when it talks about Saul and David, it says there was a long wall between the house of Saul and the house of David.
Mm-hmm.
But it said that Saul grew weaker day by
yes,
day. David
yes.
grew stronger day by day.
Day by day. Amen.
Amen. There's a greater release of grace manifesting even now. And I'm getting stronger day by day.
Amen.
I'm increasing day by day. I'm enlarging day by day. I'm expanding day by day. And the trouble that I face, the enemy that stood up against me, the lack that opposed me is getting weaker day by day. It's diminishing day by day to the point that it will eventually become a non-existent
thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
A non-existent thing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Whew. It's going to become a non-existent thing. And this is a gradual process as the plan of God evolves. This is what's happening. So every morning, every night, I get up and I declare it that I'm getting stronger day by day. Proverbs 4:18, Prophet Valor says, the path of the just is like the shining sun. It's shining brighter and brighter until the perfect day. So day by day, it's getting brighter.
Day by day.
Amen.
Amen.
Day by day, you're getting stronger. Amen. Day by day, you're advancing.
Amen.
Day by day, you're increasing.
Ah.
Trouble is getting weaker day by day.
Mm-mm-mm.
Trouble is diminishing day by day. Trouble is becoming. Opposition is becoming. The enemy is becoming a non-existent thing.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The season changes.
Whew.
The season changes. It's the key. Let's summarize. Let's wrap it all. It's the key.
Yeah.
Again, I'm content with where God has me. I extract all the wisdom that particular season, so I become empowered, and this is what God's after, and that causes the season to change.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot to do with when the season changes.
Yes. Yes.
We can cause a delay.
Yes.
By having the wrong attitude, by not discerning God in that season and not understanding what God is after in that season so that we can give it to him.
Yes.
We can cause a delay. So we have a lot to do. We have an impact now on when the season changes, but the season will eventually change when God has accomplished his purpose for those particular circumstances.
Yes. Amen.
And he will manifest greater grace at that point. To manifest the grace that we need to move, to take the step to the next place.
Amen.
To take the step into the next dimension. He will manifest that dimension of grace. Amen?
Amen.
So now things will begin to turn towards us instead of being against us.
Yes.
There's some things that's going to begin to work for us instead of working against us.
Amen.
There's some people that are going to begin to bless us instead of, you know, cursing us.
Yes. Amen.
And this is an indication that the plan of God has evolved.
Yes.
And God is releasing greater grace.
Greater grace. Amen.
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 I'm going to bring our sister back on. We've got a few seconds left to get her prayer petition. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, sister. Thank you so much for staying on with us. I pray that this message was a blessing to you.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, it
Amen.
Was. Yes, it was.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I'm calling for prayer. I want to hear from the Lord on some things, and so that's what I'm calling for.
Okay. Just a clearer discernment of His voice or His plan for your life.
His plan for my life.
Okay. Amen.
And actually, a combination of both.
Okay. Okay. We can do that. If you want to give us your name, because we can pray for you now and pray for you later.
Okay, my name is Sheila.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much for joining us, Sheila.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Well, God, we thank you. We praise
yes.
you, God, for everything
Hallelujah.
That you've done today. God, we just glorify you for this
yes.
wonder.
Yes. Yes.
God, understanding the plan that you have, the will, God, the seasons
yes.
that you take us through. God, right now we lift Sheila to your Father. God,
yes.
you know what she stands in need of, God. You know her heart's desire,
yes.
God. Oh, God, she's just really seeking you, God. She wants to understand her purpose. She wants to
yes.
understand the will for her life, God. She wants,
yes.
God, that she not have to toil, God. She wants, God, for her burdens to be lifted. God, she wants
yes.
to grow greater day by day.
Yes.
She wants to grow stronger day by day.
Yes.
She
yes.
wants to hear you clearly, God, day by
yes.
day, God.
Yes.
As these things increase, God, the enemy has got to back up off of her, God,
yes.
because
yes.
he sees her now as a new creature, God. He sees her now
yes.
with a woman of purpose, God, in the name of
yes.
Jesus.
the name of Jesus.
God,
yes.
Wherever she is in North Carolina, God, right now, I thank you for aligning her, God,
yes,
for the people
yes.
that will speak a kingdom mandate to her, God,
yes.
that will give her the tools that she needs, God, will give
yes.
her wisdom, God, now, in the name of Jesus, God,
yes.
that she would move in the path that you've set for her, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, lay it aside, religious jargon, God.
Yes.
Lay it
yes.
aside, that plan to please people, God. But God,
yes,
give her an
Lord.
Ear and a heart to please only you.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, we thank you.
Thank
but
you,
this
yes.
moment in time when you allowed her to call in, God, to
yes.
hear
yes,
a word on tonight, God, that will impact her very being, God,
right.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
God, in the days to come, God, we thank you.
Thank
for beginning to show her, God. Show
yes,
her, God. Show her, God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Those things that you desire of her, God.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
Lord
God.
Mm.
God, we thank
you.
God, we thank you. God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord
for what
Jesus.
You're already doing. Because, God, even as our voices have gone through these airways, God, you've already working on her behalf, God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus. God, we thank you for a quick turnaround. Hallelujah. A quick turnaround, God,
yes,
in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Woo, God, we thank you.
Thank you.
God,
thank
we
you.
Thank you. God, we thank you.
Yes.
Woo,
thank
God,
you.
We thank you. Ah, her heart, God. Her heart is right
yes.
for you, God. Her
yes,
heart
Lord.
Is right, God. She
yes.
wants to do what's right,
yes,
God.
Lord.
She goes out
Lord.
Of her way, God, to please the people. But, God, now we want her to please you.
Yes,
yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Master.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God, we thank
hallelujah.
You, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you.
God,
we thank you. God, we thank you.
Yes.
God, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we thank you. God, we thank you. Yeah,
thank
God,
you.
Go ahead, do it. Ah, get old, bullshit. Ah, God, do
hallelujah.
It. Yeah,
yes.
God, do it.
Yes.
Do it.
Hallelujah.
Do it. Do it.
God bless you.
God bless you all too. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.